an answer to Christ, believing. In the Gospel, we see that Jesus Christ asks for an act of faith before performing a miracle, and praises those who manifest their faith. He is the great gift from God, necessary for our salvation. Man's answer to the divine revelation is to believe what he has told us, supported by his divine authority. Faith is also necessary to understand God's teachings. Faith enables us to know many things about God. We know for sure that God exists because his existence may be proven by the things he has created. Yet there are fundamental questions. What is God like himself? Who is Jesus Christ? Is there an afterlife? That cannot be answered if God had not revealed them. What is faith? Faith is a supernatural virtue by means of which, supported by God's authority, we believe the truths he has revealed in the knowledge that he can neither be fooled nor that he can fool us. It is a reasonable statement of intelligence and the will to divine revelation. It is because of faith that we believe in God and everything he has revealed. The reason behind our believing is divine authority. We believe freely, prompted by the grace of God. Faith is a gift from God. Believing is an act of man, yet faith is above all a supernatural gift, a gift which God makes to us when we are baptized. It is only possible to believe as a consequence of the grace granted us by the Holy Spirit. Believing is something reasonable. Faith is sometimes explained by saying that it is believing what is not seen, which would seem quite unreasonable. However, although many things that are believed are not understood, believing is reasonable because it is God who reveals, and God can neither be fooled nor fool us. Neither are many things understood about nature, and we accept them because science teaches them to us. Therefore, believing is a human act, aware and free, which not only does not contradict, but also dignifies the human being. I believe, we believe. When we recite the creed, we sometimes say, I believe in God, in the singular, because faith is an act of the individual person who freely accepts God's authority. On other occasions, we say, we believe in God, in the plural, to mean that we are receiving faith and experiencing it in the community of the Church of Jesus Christ, in which, with him, the head, all of us believers comprise a single body. Thus, the Church is the mother of all the faithful. As Saint Cyprian said, no one can have God as a father if they do not have the Church as a mother. Believing what the Church teaches us, Jesus Christ founded the Church so that it might continue his mission in the world, passing on his teachings. And to that end, the Church is assisted by the Holy Spirit, which is why we say, I believe everything the Holy Church says and teaches, because that is what God is telling me. The certainty of these truths is not based on human authority, but rather on the authority of God who has revealed them. And the Church, assisted by the Holy Spirit, passes them on by virtue of the infallibility with which God provides in matters of faith and morals. Faith is necessary to be saved. Faith is necessary for salvation. Jesus Christ himself said so. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned. There is a painting of the Apostle Thomas putting his hand in the side of Christ. As he found it hard to believe in the resurrection of Christ, the Lord affectionately reprimands him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who believe without seeing." We must pray for those who do not believe, asking God to grant them the grace of faith, helping them through our example and words, thus practicing the apostolate of doctrine. The Creed, a summary of the truths we must believe in. Since the beginning, Christians have made use of symbols or formulas which express the basic content of the Christian faith and summarize the teaching of divine revelation. There are several formulations of the truths of faith, although in the life of the Church, the symbol of the Apostles and the symbol of Nicaea Constantinople are especially noteworthy. This is what is known as the Creed. When we recite the Creed, we are performing an act of faith in the fundamental truths that God has revealed. Performing acts of faith very often. God has given us the great gift of faith, and we must thank Him by performing frequent acts of faith. I believe in God the Father. I believe in God the Son. I believe in God the Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Trinity. I believe in Jesus Christ, true God and true man. I believe that Mary is the Mother of God and our Mother. I believe, Lord, but increase my faith. Resolutions of Christian life: to learn the Creed, to recite the Creed with devotion, not only in the Holy Mass, to pray for those who do not have faith.